You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers. I'm Dean Bell, joined in our home office by Kaylin Bell.
That's me.
Joined in Jared's home office by Jared,
AKA my wife's glam room. But that's all right. I'm going to lean down a little bit because I don't want to touch the mic because it's very finicky. I don't know if it's ever made air me like swearing at this mic. Probably not. So anyway, continue.
It really just depends on what day we catch Easton on. If he doesn't feel like going through and laying the hammer down and putting all the work into it, I bet you there are probably days where he's just like, yeah, you know what? This is going to be fine.
It feels like, oh my gosh, what's that podcast you love with Jason Bateman?
Smartless.
They had an episode of Smartless. Your saga with the microphone feels like Jason Bateman with Zoom. I think it was Bradley Cooper. They had someone on, or Matthew McConaughey. And Jason Bateman was like cussing at the computer. He's like, what the hell is wrong with this? And they didn't air it the first time. But then Matthew's second time, they aired the whole thing. It was pretty funny. We listened to that one together. You remember? Mm-hmm. It's like Jared's saga with the mic.
Of course I remember.
Yeah, it's just never ending. I miss doing podcasts with you guys in person.
So much easier.
Those were the days.
Those were the days, man. Driving into the iHeart station.
Aren't we all so much happier not living in LA?
I was just about to say, living in Los Angeles, happier than ever, not having to worry about freezing to death in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So what happened? You guys just, the heat's not working. You ran out of propane. What's the temperature where you guys are?
It got down to
six degrees last night.
Oh, yeah. So not quite minus degrees, but 6 degrees.
With no heat.
That's not true. I think it was colder than what your weather app said because we have a thermometer in our backyard. And I remember walking out at like 11 p.m. and it was 6 degrees. And so it got pretty cold. But I just realized that we started this a little late because our propane service providers just dropped off. Well, not dropped off, but they reloaded our tank. And I was like, yeah, look, we're at 20%. There's a red line here at 20%. And he goes, no. There's a black needle that's supposed to be showing you where it's at, but the black needle was like all the way tucked away under the zero that I couldn't see it. The red line that I was reading as the fill level was like, hey, this is the warning zone. You're running out. So I was like, well, look, we have 20%. And he goes, nope, you're an idiot. And so that's what I was
well,
just
now
taking
we
care
know.
Of. Yeah.
It ran out pretty quick. We just filled in January and it's kind of a bummer. So we had no heat for 24 hours.
Doesn't it just suck? I mean, this is a very old statement to make, but like, God, just paying for the heat and the propane goes out so quickly. And you're like, damn it. We have to fill it up again. It's another $500.
Oh, ours is $1,000.
Yeah, we paid $1,000 for it when we moved in early January. And so it's 2 months, $1,000. But, January, February are going to probably be the coldest months. We are just learning the system. And so we kind of just kept our heat at 73 all the time. I think we're going to...
That was bad.
That's bad. Even when we left town, I don't even think we changed the thermostat. So we learned. So now that we know how not to do it, I think we're going to be able to make this next 500 gallons last at least four or five more months. Hopefully.
Did you guys cuddle last night around a warm fire?
No, Kaylin doesn't cuddle me. She reads her book and then she falls asleep without telling me. And then I'm just sitting there like a Stephen Glansberg, just holding holding onto my pillow.
I don't know who that is, but I fall asleep with a book in my hand.
Are we supposed to know who this person is?
There is a very specific scene in Superbad where he's like, I don't want to hang out with McLovin. Or no, he's like, you're going to make me eat lunch by myself? I'm going to look like Stephen freaking Glansberg. And then it like pans over to this guy eating yogurt out of a cup, sitting at a table by himself.
Wow. What a deep cut right there for a
movie. It's a deep cut, but it's a
great reference.
It's one of my favorite deep cuts. What's up with you, Jared? You had Caitlin Bristow out in Rhode Island with you?
Yeah, that was fun. So we had Caitlin at Audrey's last night. Ashley's bringing her to the airport right now. It was so much fun. So Caitlin came out, did a meet and greet when we were at Harrison's wedding down in Texas. We were talking about Audrey's and she's like, I want to go so badly. And she's like, I want to go. And I was like, Caitlin, I will book an event for you. Like, don't, I will do it. And she's like, do it. And I said, okay, I'm doing it. So then I booked an event for her. And it was so much fun. Caitlin's the best.
I was going to say, I would love to come too, but in the summer, I'm shocked she wanted to come in the winter.
It was more of just, I was like, can you come in February? Because we were going to do Valentine's Day thing. Or Galentine's Day, and then it just didn't work out. So she's like, I can come late in February. I was like, all right, cool. I mean, that sounds great to me. She wants to come back during the summer. I would love for you guys to come, and I would create an event for you guys if you wanted to come, like, sometime in May. Nice time.
Was it a...
May's good for me.
I think I'm busy that
day.
Why
don't you want to come to Rhode Island in the summer? It's so much fun.
He hates going to the East Coast.
I'm busy that day. I think I got a meeting or something.
But we're so much closer to the East Coast now. It's like 3 hours.
Do you hate the East Coast in general, or do you just hate the travel to the East Coast?
Both. I'm just so busy. It's hard to get away.
It's both. Also, for someone...
I know. You're right. I do hate the East Coast. I don't even know why. I don't know.
I think it's a 5-hour or 6-hour flight from LA.
Yeah.
But also, Dean says that he loves to travel and he does all these things, but he really just loves to be home and does not actually like to travel.
That's so rude of you to say. I have a whole travel podcast based off of how much I like to travel.
Then start traveling more.
I like to travel with a purpose. Not to say that going to Audrey's wouldn't be purposeful, but I want to go, like, I don't want to go to Rhode Island for 2 days and then fly back to Colorado. That sounds miserable.
Well, why don't we go to Rhode Island and then go to Europe?
Yeah. And also, like, I feel really bad every single time I leave Alistair. Caitlin drove to Denver 2 days ago, spent the night, and I, like, had a bunch of stuff to do outside of the house. And I was, like, getting anxiety being away from Alistair for so long. Like, I feel so bad for him being alone.
Yeah. And we're leaving next week. We go to Aruba and then we go straight from Aruba to Italy. So we're going to be leaving him again.
No, poor little Alistair. He'll be fine.
We could bring Al to Rhode Island with us, set up a separate booth with him and say $10.
Who wants a bite?
Pet at your own risk.
No, he's got no teeth. You'll be fine. I would love to have Alistair come. Are you kidding me? I love that dog. It's so endearing when he snaps at me.
He did. You were okay. Just to your credit, I think we probably already talked about this, but Jared. Yeah. It was Jared and TJ, my other friend at our wedding, were the only two brave souls that were willing to put their skin in harm's way and pet Alistair. And he did like you guys a lot.
It was like a little massage.
Yeah.
Just his gums on my teeth. I was like, this actually kind of feels nice. But the event went fantastic. We had like 150 people there. And it is like last night are good reminders for me about how awesome it is that we are a part of Bachelor. Like, it is crazy the fact that we were on this show and that so many people follow our lives. And last night was a reminder of that. And I feel just grateful about it. You know, like, these people come out and they buy Caitlin's wine and they buy our children's book and they buy Joe's pasta sauce and they love Ben's coffee. And it's just like, man, it's such a fucking community.
So you're telling, it sounds like you're saying that Caitlin and I need to find something to hawk before we get out to Rhode Island.
You need to start selling your your food services, Caitlin. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
What we could do is, Dean, yours is different because I feel like yours is more like, it takes a long time for you to craft something, I would imagine.
He could come out for a week and build like 10, 15 things.
30 chairs.
Yeah.
15 tables.
Dean's chairs.
Buy a table. Buy one of Audrey's old tables because Dean just built us a whole bunch of new ones.
There you go.
We could bring some like photography prints.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys could sell our prints in your shop.
We would. Yeah. Dude, we could. I will do that 100%. If you wanted me to do that, I'm down. Because what I can tell you, and I mean this with all the love in my heart, because these people are crazy and wonderful, and I relate to them so much. People love it. People love Bachelor, and they love being associated with Bachelor. Dude, we had 50 bottles of Spade and Sparrows last night. Gone. 2 hours. 50 bottles of wine.
How much does a bottle of Spade and Sparrows cost?
$36.
Oh, half, you were exactly half. That's actually kind of more.
And at a restaurant, as we all know, you know, prices get a little jacked up.
Yeah.
You're paying for the service.
Do you know what we're talking about? Like you go into a restaurant and you see like some artwork on the wall and you always go up to look at the cost of it or the price. And
it's like $1,200.
It's always way more expensive than it should be.
Or like $10,000.
But we would like to do that. And then instead of us getting money, we would donate it to an animal shelter.
For senior dogs.
Yep.
Or you could make a little money. It's okay to try to make money.
Dean never wants to make money. It is wild.
You're a wonderful soul.
I want big brands to pay me money. I don't want my friends or people that I am peers with to pay me money. Unless I beat them at golf.
Well, you could do a portion of the proceeds. And that's great.
Yeah. But maybe we'll consider it. We'll strongly consider it. Right?
I want to go.
Oh, you do want to go. I mean, Kaylin's probably the biggest draw anyway, so maybe just have her go and I'll sit back and take care of the dog.
No, you're coming. Why? You can leave the dog.
You guys could do like a New England trip during the spring or summer. I mean, it would be if you went to like, because then you could even do New York if you wanted, because everything is so close. You could go to New York and then you could go up to Rhode Island and you could visit Audrey's and go to Newport. You could bring Kaylin to Newport, Rhode Island, the place that you've been to, but Kaylin wasn't. And then you can go to Boston, because it's literally 45 minutes north. You can check out Boston, and then you can go east, and then you can go to like Cape Cod. You can go to Martha's Vineyard. You could check out all these incredible places, and they're all just like within 2 hours of each other.
I will
say,
sounds like my dream. The only place on the East Coast that I've really kind of wanted to visit is Nantucket. Have you ever been to Nantucket?
Yes, once.
How is it?
It's great. It's just your prototypical beach town, where everybody walks around in sandals and bathing suits, and it's just like everybody's on the beach. You drive mopeds, and there's little shops and little breakfast places, and it's like cobblestone roads, and it's quite, you have to take a ferry to get there. It's really, it's beautiful. It's fantastic. Mm.
When I was in like middle school, my brother worked an entire summer out there at like a clothing shop. You know those shirts that just say Nantucket across the front? He like sold, I'm sure there's a million of them. He sold those for a summer with his girlfriend. They lived out there. And so he came back with like 25 Nantucket shirts, and I would always wear one.
Now you want to go.
That's like the only reason. And he did talk very highly of it, but yeah, I've always wanted to visit.
Here's what we should do. In May, we'll rent a van because we don't need to drive the van out there. And then just like drive from north to south or south to north.
We could just drive the van.
I'll fly.
Cool. Meet you out there.
Or we could just rent a van.
Meet you out there, I guess.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh. Well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin,
I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jared, did Caitlin spill any tea with you while you were there, while she was there? I want to hear if there was any hot goss shared.
That could be allowed on air.
No.
Yeah.
I want the stuff that's not allowed on air because that's the juiciest stuff.
Did she spill any tea?
By that smile, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Caitlin's a friend and, I don't know what I'm at liberty to say and what I'm not at liberty to say. So I think, yeah, we definitely talked about a lot of things. And
Hang on one second. She just texted me and said that we can talk about whatever we want. So
perfect. Love it. Breaking news. Yeah. I mean, there's not much to tell. We talked a lot about like our season of The Bachelorette. And it was I was making fun of myself because she was like saying that we got along so well. And I was like, I know. I was like your gay best friend. Because, you know, her and I had so much fun together on our dates. And then, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say right now. I can't betray trust.
Has there been, you're right. I know, I do respect that and I appreciate that you're not doing that.
Well, I mean, it would be the same thing if like we were talking off air about something and then I went on a podcast or like, you got anything about Dean? Even though I'd probably throw you under the bus before I threw Caitlin. Just like, you know.
Well, because, yeah. I mean, I would do the same to you just because we're closer. I think we're close friends. And so it's different when it's like your close friend and separate when it's like,
I know we did actually, we recorded an episode of Off the Vine, at, Sydney's shop, Folka, her vintage shop in Newport, which was fun. And, we talked about you for a second. We were talking about you guys. I know all good things though. I promise you that.
I doubt it.
No, actually I was singing your praises like an asshole.
I think after the Golden Bachelor wedding, Caitlin unfollowed me on Instagram. So I don't think she likes me very much.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I think she posted something or like tagged me or I saw her tagged. And so I clicked on her profile and I just checked and she wasn't following me. And I'm pretty
sure
she
was ever following you.
I'm pretty sure. But I unfollowed her out of, you know, reciprocity.
Spite.
She didn't follow me too?
I don't know.
I can't imagine that she doesn't like you because when we brought you guys up, she had nothing but wonderful things to say.
Well, that's nice. Maybe she just never followed me, but I'm pretty sure that she did. And then we like, I told the story how we were like all up really late partying and she was all, you know, she was with all of us. And then I woke up the next day and I, for some reason looked and yeah, I was gone, but it's okay.
Huh.
It's okay. I had her muted anyways. And so it's not like I actually followed her. I followed her for like the sake of following her, but I didn't want to see any of the stuff that she was posting. Not because I don't
like
her.
Wait a minute, you muted Caitlin?
100%.
Who else do you have muted?
Oh my God, so many people.
My mute list is like 50 people long, maybe longer. Do you mute people?
Okay, so I know what you're talking about because I see it comes up as an option to mute.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually never known what that means. So you're telling me that I could follow people
and never see them
and I'll never see their content, but I'm still following them.
I've got Nick and Natalie muted.
Oh my God, I'm trying to type in the chat that I don't think we should keep the Caitlin muted part in, and now you're... Dean, stop.
I'm pretty sure I have Ashley muted.
Dean.
It's not that I don't like these people. I love these people. It's just sometimes Instagram puts their content before everyone else's.
And if they're always switching it up.
And if it's not like travel focused or photography focused, like if it's not inspirational for me to see, like I go on Instagram to be inspired, and a lot of people, much to their credit, like I should be more like this, post a lot about their daily life, and I don't really care what you ordered for coffee this morning. I don't really care what you had for lunch.
Then you don't follow me.
I look at your stories more than anyone else's, honestly. But
I want to see who
you don't follow, Kaylin.
We've never followed each other. Oh, 61. I have 61 people muted.
Oh, wow. It tells you that.
Yeah.
Go through them right now.
61?
Come on. It's good to get it off your chest.
And
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm looking through my follower list right now to see who I want to mute. Because now, like, you know who the first person I'm going to mute? This is terrible. I'm going to mute my mom.
See, that's what I'm saying. You love your
mom,
obviously.
You post the most annoying things.
It's a lot.
Oh, yeah. Most of these make sense. Some of them I'm confused by, but I would say 90%. Makes sense.
I'm trying to think of Bachelor people that I follow. Who would I mute from Bachelor? It's tough too, because a lot of Bachelor people I follow don't like post that much anymore.
Well, the thing is too, I don't see a lot of people. Like, I never see your or Ashley's posts, and I promise you guys are not muted on my end. But they switch it up constantly, because there was a time where they wanted to promote smaller creators or people who weren't creators. So they would come up first. People like who have 100 followers would come up first on your story list, and you would see their posts first. And then they switched it back to creators, and it's like always back and forth.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, the stories thing is mostly why I mute people. Not to any discredit to the person themselves, but like, I don't care what my friend, this person that I was friends with 13 years ago, is posting on her stories.
It makes sense for you, because you use Instagram as a tool to see like building and photography, like building different pieces of furniture.
And hiking and climbing and skiing.
Yeah.
And if it's not those things, I'm just not really that interested in it. Because like I said, I get on there to be inspired. I do like the fact that I can see some, like if I was curious what Mike was doing today, I could go to Mike's profile and see what he was doing. You know what I mean? But
Roni?
Well, just like as an example.
Do you have Mike Roni muted?
No, I don't. He doesn't really post anything on his Instagram, but.
So you're comfortable with us keeping this in?
100%. Like I said, Jared said he would mute his mother. You think Jared doesn't love his mother? I love all these people not all of them.
I think there's a difference between muting, because I was thinking, I wouldn't mute Nick. I like seeing River.
Yeah, I've never.
And I like seeing his podcast clips, because I like seeing who he's getting on his podcast.
Yeah,
but like if it was just like Nick talking, I would definitely mute him. Obviously,
I have a lot of people. I've gone on so many brand trips where you meet someone once, and then you feel obligated to follow them, and I'm like, I have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
So
I really don't follow any new people because of that. Which then I start feeling guilty about that too, because they'll message like when we went to Melbourne. Remember
the photographers?
Yeah, there was the two photographers. There was the bigger one and the smaller one. I followed the bigger one, but then the smaller one kept messaging me and I felt really bad. And then I looked at his profile and he posts a lot of the stuff that I would be interested in following, like the photography and stuff. And
so I really enjoy his posts.
Sorry, we're having some technical issues over here. So yeah, so I don't think there's any shame in telling people that they're muted.
That's true. I think when you say like I've muted so-and-so, it feels harsh, but it doesn't need to be. Let's normalize muting people.
I really wish I had someone that I was like, oh, I want to mute them. There's truly, I'm just,
oh,
I'm
I got
like,
plenty.
I could honestly, what it is I could care less. I wish I was more passionate about this subject. There's really nobody that I would mute, which sucks. Honestly, the first two people I think of is my mom and Ashley. Just because I see them so much already. I'm like, oh, I don't need to see them.
You should just unfollow Ashley and see what happens.
She won't notice. I wonder if she would. Nah, she wouldn't notice. Should I unfollow her right now and see how long it takes before she notices?
Yeah. And then next week you can see if she's said anything. And then be like, sorry, baby, it was a test.
Well, then it's going to be like people are going to be posting and saying, they're getting divorced. He unfollowed her.
I know. Should I do it? I always tell Ashley, I'm like, let's create some headlines. She's like, Jared, no.
I mean, you guys are having a second child. I think that's a pretty solid headline right there.
I know, right?
Jared unfollows his wife 3 months before second baby is due.
All right, I'm unfollowing her. Let's see how long it takes. I'll keep you updated. I mean, I can't imagine. I don't know, because she might just never notice. So I could come back next week on the podcast and she'll have no idea that I just unfollowed her.
I bet someone's going to DM her.
I was going to say she might not notice, but someone will and they'll message her or something like that. Because, you know, that's great. I think people stick together like that in that sense. But yeah. Anyways, Caitlin unfollowed me. I think the whole reason that Caitlin and I never followed each other, I guess it was kind of my idea, but it was kind of because of that. Like at the beginning of our relationship, I was like, well, I've been in relationships before where people track who you follow and unfollow or whatever. And so I don't want us to have to deal with that. And then it just kind of snowballed into the, like this running gag, which literally no one cares about anymore. But
and it's funny that out of all of the shows that you've done, we're the relationship that lasted and we're the ones that never followed each other. So we never even had to like deal with the potential repercussions of it, you know?
Yeah, we never even really went on a break or anything.
Yeah, it's funny.
We went on a break for like 12 hours once.
I'm a little nervous that iHeart is going to like feed Us Weekly right now and be like, just post a headline saying that Jared unfollowed Ashley.
Back to Caitlin Bristow.
Ashley pissed.
Did we ever talk about the story at the Golden Bachelor when you were a little tipsy?
No.
So
don't embarrass me though.
It was really sweet of you.
Oh, let's go. Okay. I don't know if I believe you, but yeah.
So Ben Higgins and Wells were helping Caitlin Bristow fix her dress. Like she couldn't get the sticky tape off. Did we never tell a story? No. And Dean said something. Dean was a little tipsy at the Golden Wedding. I think we talked about that. And Dean said something about like, oh, you and Caitlin, I don't know. So not like, I can't remember what you were like. You were, oh, that was sweet. You were helping her dress. And he was like, oh yeah, well, Ben, whenever Ben says he's kissed someone, he always says hooks up. He's like, well, me and Caitlin hooked up once, you know, or back in the day. And Dean thought he was saying that me and Ben hooked up.
Oh, yeah.
Because in his tipsy state, he twisted it to me and Caitlin hooked up. And Dean was like so sad. Ben came and told me and he's like, he looked like a lost puppy. He was like, oh, man, like I'm not mad. I'm just really sad you guys never told me. Thinking that me and Ben hid this secret from Dean forever. And Dean's hooking up is probably different from Ben's version of hooking up, too. Well,
yeah, because Ben goes a lot further than I have in the past.
Definition's different.
I was sad about it, but I was also kind of like, well, they're both so great and so beautiful. So I was okay with it in that sense.
The fact that one of my best friends is his wife and you think that we would just hide that from you
I was thinking like before him.
But just never tell you?
I mean, if that's happened, I think it would be better kept a secret.
Oh my gosh.
And that's what I thought. He was spilling the beans by mistake, accidentally.
That's crazy.
Like, what a time to learn this information. But like, life goes on.
It was Caitlin Bristow because he was on her season or she was on his season. I don't remember.
He was on her season.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, good time.
Falcons.
How long did you
Bristow.
Go on thinking that Caitlin and Ben hooked up?
Maybe a good hour.
No, I think it was 10 minutes.
Maybe a good 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I was like, holy shit, an hour? That's a long
because
time
because he was
to have
reacting
that.
So weird. And Ben was like, what is your problem, man? Like, I don't understand why this is so weird for you.
Yeah, well, like I said, I would be happy for both of you guys.
Anyways, never happened. Never will happen.
Caitlin was hanging out with my high school homecoming date the other day.
Oh, yeah. Marlo.
Yeah.
It's such a small town here. It's crazy.
Yeah. Good times. We hooked up.
Did you kiss? Yeah. I don't want to know beyond that.
That's all we did was kiss.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows how much Dean and I love to travel, especially after enduring a Colorado winter. I'll take any chance I can to be in a sunny, beachy place right about now.
Well, Kaylin, I have the perfect place we can travel to next. In Puerto Rico, there are nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline. And when it comes to photography, the landscape is unbeatable.
I think I need to go there for a relaxing vacation before baby number two comes, which is great, but also I'm very nervous. Puerto Rico offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to beautiful black sand beaches.
There's no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We announced the gender of our child.
Yes, you're having, now you can officially say it and not slip up and have to take it out of the podcast.
I'm pretty sure it's I slipped up anyway and left it in the podcast because somebody DM'd me like a couple weeks ago and was like, you referred to the baby as a him. And I was like, oh, well, it is a him. So, oh, well, that is correct. We are having a baby boy. It's going to be constant chaos in this household.
How excited are you guys?
Of course, we're excited. We're just excited for like a healthy baby. I wanted a girl. I was very upfront with that because I see my friends, you know, and it feels like it's true what they say. A boy is, you know, mama's little boy. And then a girl is dad's girl. So I wanted that feeling of like having a girl and having a kid really be attached to me, but it's going to be a boy. So we're just like raising a little baseball team here, but we're done now. 2 and done. That's it. Bye-bye.
You're raising like not a baseball team, like a tennis duos team.
Oh, love it.
Like the next Serena and Venus.
Yep. Oh, that could be cool. Oh, if they're both professional tennis players, I'd be so down for that. No concussions in that one. But we're excited. So little baby Haven is coming July 29th. Dawson's a little bra. So that'll be fun. I'm excited to see Dawson with a brother. I'm curious what their relationship is going to be like. I hope they're very close. I would love for them to have that brother dynamic.
Any names planned yet?
No, dude, we got nothing. She wants to name him Dominic. And I don't mind Dominic. It just reminds me of Dominic the Donkey, the Christmas singing donkey. So I'm like, I don't like that.
Never heard of Dominic the Donkey. Have you?
Me either. Yeah,
okay. It's Dominic the Donkey. The Italian Christmas donkey.
It reminds me of Dominic Toretto.
I think of Dominic Toretto as well.
We're family.
So do you want to stick with D's? Dawson, Dominic.
I mean, there's a great D name sitting right in front of you, Jared. Take that into consideration.
Deanie? Dean? Dean Haven? It's not bad.
Dean Haven.
Just saying.
There's something to that. Dean Haven. I like Ethan, but Ashley is just not a fan of that name. So Ethan is definitely out. So I have no idea. Oh, Easton. That's pretty close as well.
Strong name.
Strong name.
Dean
right there.
Easton Haven. Or even, I'll take Easton Dean Haven. Why not?
Easton Dean Haven? You're Robin to Easton's Batman?
Yeah, I'm happy to be Easton's Robin.
Yeah, we really actually need to like figure that out. We only have about 4 months to go. So 4 or 5 months. So it is crazy. Like your name is probably one of the most impactful parts of your life. Like Dean, you're just Dean. Kaylin, you're Kaylin. So I'm curious. I don't know. We got nothing. D's like if double D's are nice. Giggity. Like Dawson and we initially like Dimitri. But Dimitri is Dawson's middle name.
What about Dimitri Dawson?
Just keep switching.
Just switch it up.
Yeah.
Dawson, Dimitri, and Dimitri Dawson, get down here.
I actually don't hate that, but Ashley's going to hate that.
Yeah.
And then that what feels like a celebrity move. Like, I'm surprised no one's done that.
I'm sure many people have. But yeah, you're right. I guess celebrity-wise, we don't really know of anyone that's done it. Also, too, like, what if you guys do happen to have a third? Then they're just going to be left out, the odd man out.
What is Kim Kardashian's kid's name? Is it Southeast? No.
There's North.
Well, there's North. I know that one is a direction.
Yeah.
I know. And so I'm thinking, what about Northeast?
Ooh, Northeast Haven?
Yeah, I kind of like that. Or I could be just like go full Seinfeld and just name our kids Seven.
I like how, too, at the top of this, you emphasize how important a child's name is, and now you're thinking about naming him or Northeast or Seven.
I like Northeast.
Or
and Apple? Honestly, Ashley might like it, too, just because it's kind of like a nod to Kim K.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you should.
I'm kidding. We're not
classics.
Naming our kid Northeast.
Stick with the classics. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, that's exciting, man. Second boy, that's going to be fun for everyone, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Rowdy and fun.
I know. It's going to be so rowdy. But I'm excited for them to get older. But I think every parent is like that. I'm excited to see Dawson grow up. He's so much fun right now. He's in a great stage. He's just fun to be around. He's learning words. He's able to play now and kind of, I love seeing him use his imagination because I can see him with his toys. Like I can see him thinking where he's like flying Superman around and then he has Batman in his other hand and he's like, shh. So I could see him like using his imagination of like this, you know, scene going on in his head, which is really cool. And then I'm excited to see them play together.
He ends up being a producer, like a movie producer.
I mean, that's the dream right there. Movie director. That'd be so
Moonlight
awesome.
Moonlight as a movie producer, but then his day job is a professional tennis player.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
That's what the cool life. Thing about kids, man, is like, you never know. It's possible. There's so much potential that a kid has that we just don't have anymore. And so that's kind of what's cool about, especially having your own kid, is they could succeed in so many ways that you haven't, or will just do things that you can already do, but better. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing about thinking about kids is like just the untapped possibility of what they could possibly become. Maybe they'll turn into huge shitheads. Who knows? But like the fact that you don't know, like, makes it so exciting, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they totally could be shitheads. But I'm excited for, I love the idea too of two brothers going up and being like the security guards, you know, like I want to raise them as two brothers to be like, yo, if anybody ever talks to your mother in the wrong tone, like you guys know what you need to do. You know, I know.
I am jealous. Like they're going to be so close in age too. My two older brothers are 3 years apart, almost exactly. And so they were always a lot closer than I was with them because one is 6 and the other one is 9 years older than I am. So I didn't really become friends with them until later in life. But because Dawson and this new brother are going to be so close in age, like they're going to grow up. They're going to grow up probably as best friends and then like kind of hate each other for a little bit, but then become best friends again really quick, you know?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't get that experience if they were, you know, 6 years apart or whatever. So being so close in age, I think, is good for them.
They might not go through the hate phase. I feel like that's a sister thing. Do brothers do that?
I don't know. So two of my really good friends are twins. And I know twins are obviously way different. They were like best friends for a long time. Hated each other in high school. Not hated, but, you know, they would just bicker and argue all the time. Went to different colleges, realized that they loved each other and they had to like live close to each other. So
distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we'll obviously keep you updated on names. I have no idea. I have no freaking idea. It was just so easy the first time. Ashley was like, I love Dawson. And I was like, yeah, I like it for a boy. So if it's a boy, I'm down. And then it was a boy. So I was like, all right, it's Dawson. Now, like, we actually have to, like, holy shit, pick a name. I just, like, look around. And I'm like, Harry. I see Harry Styles in front of me. Harry's a good name. I like Harry.
What about Kaladin?
Did you just look that up? Are you looking up unique baby names?
No, nope. I'm looking up very specific names. Kaladin or Hockley or Brock, Bobby.
What are these names referring to?
These are Brock all characters Kaladin. From Titanic because Jack Dawson.
Oh, dude, you know what's so funny is that you said Kaladin and I was like, oh, well, that kind of sounds like Cal from Titanic.
Yeah, I could see you guys going with Cal. That's a pretty cool name, honestly, too.
I like Cal. Cal's cool.
Yeah, Kaladin, but Cal.
I like
sure.
Cal, too.
Just throw it out
but
there.
But then Cal and Dawson, Jesus. What we gonna, if we have a third kid, what are we going to name him Titanic?
Or, I mean, let's think about this for a second. So, Ashley got a name Dawson after her, because it is after Titanic, isn't it?
Yeah, Jack Dawson.
So you should be able to name this baby Bruce or something like that.
Oh, trust me, Clark. I've already thrown Bruce out there.
Bruce or Clark or...
Brady.
Well, you guys already have a Brady, don't you?
Dawson's middle name is Brady. It's hyphenated Dimitri Brady.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say it. I was so confused for a second. Yeah, so it can't be Brady.
Oh, trust me, I was like, I kind of like Bruce.
Yeah.
Ashley does not like Bruce.
Bruce, Clark, Bruce Haben.
Clark.
I like
Clark's
it.
Clark's good.
Clark Kent.
So we have a dog named Clark. We're using all... So my dog that I got 12 years ago is Clark, which is why we had the children's book, Lucy and Clark. But I love the name Clark, but it is very old school. Like, I get why Clark is so old school, but I love it. I think it's so wholesome. Clark. Clark. I don't know. Yeah, we got to think about it. I have no idea.
Ken's good. There's a lot. I think you guys should just, like, spend a weekend watching movies and whatever clicks. Or spend the next 4 months watching movies.
What about Harry?
He just said Harry.
Oh.
Wait, Harry or Harry?
Harry.
What's the difference?
Well, I think it's just phonetic.
Sounds like he's saying Harry, like Harry. My hairy foot.
Like Harry Potter. Harry foot.
Like Harry, when Harry met Sally.
No. I know the name Harry.
Harry.
But it sounds like he's saying Harry.
I am saying Harry.
Harry,
like the name.
Yeah, like Harry.
Like Harry.
Yeah.
Like my head is really hairy. You say how do you say it? Harry? Harry?
No, it's Harry.
Harry. That's what Harry. I'm saying the same thing as you.
Harry?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just a Rhode Island thing.
It's Harry. No. It's like, have you been to the mall? Harry Potter.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Am I saying it differently?
Yeah, ask Ashley how she says Harry, because you have the accent.
Harry.
I do want to say one thing real quick. I've been working on a skincare routine lately, and I've been moisturizing every morning, every night, washing my face with soap every morning and every night.
You look hot.
I feel the skin in my neck like tightening up, which is nice. Like in a good way. Like it's not quite as like loose and ragged.
That's so fast.
And I would like touch my face and be like, wow, this is what hydrated skin feels like. But I will say I woke up this morning and I had a pimple on my chin here.
So what's the point of this skin routine?
It's bringing things up that are lying dormant. Like it's working.
Mm.
I promise it's working.
I feel like that's just something that people say to like make you keep using their products.
No. So.
Yeah, no.
Text Jess. Jess knows. I promise it's good.
Mm.
So you're getting rid of the pimple.
Yeah. Your body is like purging and... Not purging, but I don't know. Jess knows more than me, but it's like when you drink clean juice, like go on a juice cleanse, you know? Your body's kind of reacting a little weird. You might be pooping a little weird.
Hmm.
But yeah. What you're telling me is that if I don't wash my face, then it'll just hide all the
infection. No.
Sounds a lot easier.
It sounds like what you're saying.
There'll be more. It'll, yeah. I promise this is good.
Okay, that's good. Well, I got my first whitehead, you know, like when a pimple gets a little bit of whitehead on it. I haven't had one of those since high school, and I've just got my first one now at 32 since I was 18. So
I can give you a little sticker to put on it and it'll get rid of it.
Well, I washed it this morning and then it kind of like washed the whitehead off. So that's kind of worked out, I guess, in that sense. But I still have a little bit of a red spot right there. But I will say, for any girl that's listening to this that has a boyfriend or a husband that doesn't wash their face, or any guy that's listening to this that doesn't wash their face, I have seen results. I've only been doing it for like 3 weeks.
I'm one of them, bro. You guys want to know the last time I showered?
Oh my gosh. A week?
Oh yeah.
No, why hasn't been that bad? But don't forget, I've been sweating. I worked Monday, Tuesday. So it's not bad. I showered. Did I shower Sunday? Yeah, I showered Sunday.
But you're still washing your face even if you're not showering, right?
I usually do, but I haven't washed my face in 2.5 days.
Well, that's the thing too. I don't, if I take a shower, I don't like consciously put soap on my face. I'll rinse it and like scrub it with my hands, but I don't like put soap on my face.
I have face wash in the shower.
You do? Okay. So you at least wash your face.
That's... Especially because the steam, it opens your pores. It's better.
Oh.
Mm, I love steam.
Interesting. Mm. Whenever I shower, I just use body soap on my body, but I don't really use it on my face.
Don't use body soap on your face. Big mistake.
Huge. Well, for a while, I was just using body soap to wash my face before you gave me that weird little face wash that you let me use. But I don't like that stuff. It doesn't get soapy enough.
Okay, I got another one I got yesterday. You can have that.
Is it soapy?
Probably.
I need
yes, it is.
I need suds.
That's
I need
more to be of like a to, liquid one.
Yeah. I need to be able to like see the work in action with the soapiness.
I gotcha.
So yeah. Jared, get on the skin hydrating game. You already look good. You're gonna look even better.
Jared, have you gotten a facial?
I was just about to ask the same question. Mm. I have. I hate them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You've never had one.
Yes, I have.
When?
7 years ago.
It probably wasn't a good one.
It was. It was at a place that you would frequent in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The extraction.
Again, good for you.
Sure. I'm sure it's great. It also feels like they're breaking my nose. It's so painful, and I get it because I don't go to facials and I don't scrub my face all that often, that like these blackheads are very deep ingrained in my nose, so it takes a little extra effort to pop them out. But then like they're sticking needles in my nose, and then they put this like cream on my face that feels like fireworks that are just like little pops on every piece of skin on my face, and it's just like painful. And then the steam part's nice, and then they massage your cheeks, and that's very lovely. But it's just like, I'd say 60% of it is pain. And I understand.
You could just get a hydrofacial, and it's mostly, and you could opt to not do the extractions, and then it's just hydrating and very relaxing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be in Aruba next week. So that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to be podcasting from Aruba?
Guess so.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Kaylin hung out with a bunch of my friends this weekend in Aspen. Did you enjoy that?
I sure did. I'm meeting a lot of people. Dean's yoga women, one of them, her daughter texted me. So got another new friend. We've got our friends visiting tomorrow. So it's been good. I'm more social than I feel like I've been in like 8 years since before I met you, 5 years.
Hard to be social in Vegas.
Yeah, for sure.
Hard to be social in LA even too. A lot of fake people in LA.
Yeah. I love it here. Everyone's great. I'm happier than I've ever been.
Even when you're freezing your butt off?
Yeah, it wasn't so bad.
It really wasn't. Space Heaters did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're having a good time. But yeah, we're going to be in Aruba next week. We'll still be sure to tune in for the podcast. I think we'll be on the same time zone as Jared. So hopefully we can...
East Coast, Best Coast, bro.
Schedule a time. I would think, right?
It's like right above
maybe even
Columbia.
1 hour ahead of you. I don't know. We'll see when we get there. But thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of Suckers. Please don't mute us on Instagram and be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.